Hello, everyone. This is Glenda, and Nancy's here with me, too. We are so blessed to have her. And we are on the seventh day of August. Summer's moving on. School is almost here. Oh, my goodness. Labor Day is almost on its way. What will we do next? Well, we'll have a beautiful fall. That's what we'll do next. And maybe the heat wave that's been moving through central United States will be over. So that would be great. I'm looking forward to a lovely fall. Most of all, though, I'm looking forward to being with as many of our community members as possible in our seminar, our live seminar here in Fort Worth. Well, it's in the Fort Worth, Dallas area. It's in the Mid-Cities area, but I'm living in Fort Worth. So we look forward to being with you on the 27th and the 28th of this month. I have some important announcements to make about that. So hang on. I just want to, first of all, make sure that everybody's okay and ready to listen for a little bit. I've got some really, really important things to say. Also want to give everybody time to arrive because a lot of people are busy and they come in kind of mid-session. So, Nancy, I think we've got a couple of callers waiting to hear from us. And let me say this up front. I'm going to need about 15 minutes to make a presentation today. So I would like to ask our callers coming in to kindly remember that and spend as many minutes as you need to let us know what you need, but save the teaching for me, okay? All right. So let's see who's next. Nancy, bring someone up.
Absolutely. We have Rhonda. You're welcome, and your line is open.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. And I have a quick question, Glenda, about...
Sure.
I work in a school, and I have found out that there is mold, which didn't surprise me, in my office, and, of course, it's throughout the school, too, even though they change the filters once a month. And so I'm wondering about, did your school ever teach you anything about, like, can we set up some kind of thought form related to being surrounded by love and a high frequency of energy that could protect us so that, you know, I'm not breathing in mold as I'm in the building all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Other things, too, in terms, of course.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all, everybody, energy can handle anything. It depends upon what frequency of energy you're attracting and how able you are to receive the energy you're attracting. The entire universe is created of energy. All the problems
Correct.
Are conflicting energy. All solutions are harmonious energy. It gets right down to as simple as that. And there's no scientist alive that would agree with that proposition. But when we get into the practical of living, sometimes we have to first address the complexities that could coexist within a situation. Now, with regard to mold, I had a similar problem come up 3 years ago. When I knew that I was going to have to be relocating at some close point in the future, I began to renovate my home, which was in the South Texas coastal area. And when we began to lift up certain baseboards and flooring, we found there was mold all through the house. And this was particularly dangerous for Larry, who at that time was at the first of it. He wasn't yet in hospice, but he was certainly in emergency special care at that time, soon to be in hospice. So I did a lot of research on mold and found that, well, there's not just kind of like mushrooms. There's only a few mushrooms that will kill you.
Uh-huh.
The same is true of mold. It's actually in a similar related botanical family. Black mold is really bad for you, and it can cause deadly lung conditions. And there are types of green mold. Not going to probably hurt you, but the problem is it creates an unhealthy environment, which will attract parasitical elements into your home, and also it could become a host for moisture, which might then attract black mold. So mold has its own ecosystem, let's put it that way. It's a complex ecosystem. And most of it will not hurt you, so the first thing you have to do is step back and take a deep breath of fresh air and don't worry about this so much while you find the answer. And most of the time, bleach will completely handle it. And there are types of bleach that are designed specifically to kill mold. And I had our AC guy actually flushed our whole air conditioning system with this kind of bleach that can be put into the water chambers and passed through the whole AC system. And we cleaned all of our plumbing out with that kind of bleach. And then we cleaned our floors with it. And then there are things you can come in that remove the odor of bleach, which is just about as obnoxious to me as anything. I don't like the smell of bleach. But it's better than mold. I have to say that. So do your research and don't be scared and realize it's just another aspect of nature finding its way into your environment, and you want to move it outside your environment. Everything yields its secrets better to those who are positive toward it. Okay? Let me just give you an example. Do you have kids?
Yes, I do. One daughter who's 24.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just say this. If you, let's remember when they were little, okay? If you approach them with a kind of a skeptical attitude, slightly questioning, a little bit negative, and you say, what have y'all been doing? They're going to clam up.
Right.
Right? Right? Okay. They always do.
Yeah.
Me included. When I was a kid, okay, I'd wait till mom kind of settled down a little bit, okay? But if you say, hey, guys, I see you've been having a lot of fun. Tell me all about it. They'll just open up and talk like little monkeys. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right.
You approach everything you can with the most positive attitude you can. That's the best way to get information. Okay? You go into, you know, it's really, really sad to think back on this, but long ago, I was a student of art history, and some of it took place in Mexico and Central America and South America, and I was privileged to go on some digs looking for Mayan treasure. And what was so sad, it was to go to digs that had been torn into decades ago with just shovels and picks, no thoughtfulness at all, and most of the artifacts broken, destroyed, stolen, or gone. We'd never know what was ever there. And now they go in with teaspoons and sieves and little fans that blow the dust off. They're so gentle. And it's interesting how history will start talking to you. And the earth will start talking to you. When you apply gentleness and intelligence and caring, it will reveal its secrets. So that's an answer I'm going to say, which is universal. It has to do also with finding out what's hurting some people, that causing them to be unhappy or even antagonistic or disruptive, instead of going against them with police forces, how about going to them with some coffee cakes? And and say, you know, could we just talk about this? We really actually want to care about you. You find more answers. You always get more with love.
Right.
You know, when you hit off anything with hostility, all you're going to get is a defense. That's all you're going to get. You know? Eventually, the Christian church, historically, was able to apply the teachings of Yeshua to love your enemies. And specifically, he was talking about Rome, because that's what they were agonized about. They would hide from the Roman soldiers, and they would throw rocks at them and then hide, and the Roman soldiers would go after them and kill them. And he said, love your enemies. Well, he wasn't talking about be sweet to them right off the bat. He just say, stop hating them. There's a way you actually can work together. Well, okay. A few centuries later, Rome was in trouble,
right,
and they decided to form an affiliation with the Christians. Guess what? Both were benefited. Rome was saved, and the Christians were no longer persecuted. And Christianity expanded into being the largest church on the planet. And Rome is still basically alive today, under different names, doing different things, but it's part of the continuing culture of the western side of the planet. So you've got to work with people in order for them to work with you. And that goes for, oh, God, I hope it works for mosquitoes. I try. It works with flies, I can tell you that. I solved that problem a long time ago, but I think I've told that story too many times. So anyway, do your research. Do it with a positive spirit and try not to be afraid, because there's only one kind of mold that really will hurt you. The rest are just annoying. They're annoying and unwelcome, but they're not going to hurt you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, my goodness. Look at this long line of people we've got. Well,
we have
Lana, you and I just had such a great conversation. Now everybody wants to be part of it.
We have Carolyn on the phone now. Yes.
Hi,
Carolyn. I'll be brief. I just would love a blessing for this trip I'm about to take. First time I've traveled on a plane for 2 years. I used to go a lot, but not since COVID. And one of the things I'm going to be doing is your wonderful seminar. I just would like a blessing for the everything to go smoothly with my travels. There are some family issues that I'm going to be most likely having to deal with at a wedding reception of my eldest son. There are some weird dynamics there, but I think Yeshua knows the details. So I'd like blessings for that family situation and for that to go smoothly, and also blessings for my trip. And, of course, many blessings for the wonderful event you're going to be holding at the end of August.
Thank you. Thank you. And we're going to talk about that today. Okay. Thank you, Carolyn. Can't wait to meet you.
Thank you.
All right. Nancy, who's popping up next?
We have Nancy. Welcome.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
How are you doing? I'll be quick. I just need some blessings from my sister. They think she has long COVID now. The knitters that I'm in, health, travels, the weather. Oh, they think I'm going blind, so I can't go. But I should be getting a surgery in October for my eyes.
My goodness.
That's it. But yeah, the weather, you know, less rain in some places and bring it over to where it's too hot.
That's
thank
for
you.
Sure.
I'm so glad. I will miss the conference, but I plan to go some of these days. I love you. Thank you.
You're welcome, and God bless you in all ways. And remember, there's many levels on which you can see. And exercising all of those other levels makes your physical eyes grow stronger.
Okay. Thank you.
Truly, it does. It does.
Oh, it's just cataracts, you know, but, you know, it's getting in there. And also retinopathy and also keratoconus. So.
Well, they're good at that. Eye science is very good today. So I will bless your surgeon. All right, my dear. Nancy, who do we have next?
It looks like area code 832. Is that Ruggiero?
Yes. Ruggiero is actually my better half's last name. My name's Christine Pfeffer. And I always feel like crying on these calls because they're so therapeutic. Anyways, my dad recently passed, and I had asked, please excuse the shaky voice, I can't contain it. But my dad passed, and I asked for a blessing, and I thank you guys so much. The first week he had passed, we were very, very desperate and vulnerable. My mom has mental challenges and has, and so I grew up with a mother with mental challenges, and therefore I now have mental challenges. But I'm a little bit more functional than my mom. However, with all of that, my dad left us with no planning, and my vibration has been very, very low, and I've been listening about Humpty Dumpty. I feel like Humpty Dumpty right now. And Glenda, your story is so inspiring. I've been listening to a lot of the past blessing calls, and I just need, I need the ability to tap into that frontal lobe to activate what I didn't have as a child and get my functioning going so we can handle this situation. It's a very desperate situation for us, and our emotions are running crazy, and I just feel very heavy. And as much as I believe everything about vibrations and raising your vibration so you can accept the blessing and the beauty of Jeshua, I can't seem to figure out how to do it. So thank you for your help.
You don't have to figure out how to do it. You just have to receive it. Pray for what you need and receive everything that's being given to you. Okay?
Okay. And just pray for the strength, for the understanding, for the mental capacity to handle the situation.
Yes.
And faith. You have faith that you're in God's perfect hands, and just be open to all of the receiving, as she said perfectly.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Nancy, who do we have next?
We have Lester. Welcome. Or is it Joanna?
Yes, Joanna. Thank you so much. I have a client who is having a really hard time with neurological spine things and a lot of pain and anxiety. Her name is Anne Harwood, and she's a wonderful, wonderful person. I ask for prayers for her and also for my family, myself, my sister, my son, and his two grandsons, and his wife. And that's the Seavers family that you could just put down. And
okay.
And I guess I could use some prayers myself, too. So thank you.
Good
so
for
much.
You. Thanks for receiving. You know, I want to say a thanks to everybody. Everybody. We're used to telling people thank you when they give something. But you know what? It's really important to receive. All the blessings of creation are just sitting out there waiting on shelves saying, I wonder why nobody takes me. You know, I've been waiting here. I've been here for 3,000 years. Is anybody ever going to take me? And you know what? When somebody takes a blessing, It benefits everybody. Take the blessings that are out there, please. Will you? Just relax. Relax and take the blessings that are there. You bless everybody when you do. You really do. And we only have so much time in this one life to take all the trillions and quadrillions of blessings that are out there. It would be like, you know, you've got 30 minutes to shop in a store, and you can spend everything you can put in your basket. How fast can you get them in your basket? That's what I'm going to say to you right now. Just put everything in your basket that you can. Be open to receive. And there's a reason why we don't. There is a reason why we don't. Now, I promised you we were going to talk about this today. It has to do with what causes stress. But I'm going to have to postpone that till next week, because a topic that's much more urgent than that has just come up. Okay? But I'll give you a little thumbnail on it. My late husband, Larry, was a world-respected psychologist who led seminars that even people like Tony Robbins attended. Larry was brilliant, and he had the most incredible way of taking a complex subject and presenting it so that you can understand and really actually use it. And that's a gift in itself. And he told me what stress is, exactly what it is, and why it can sometimes occur in the middle of the most positive event, and what you do about it. So, it's an important subject. It has a lot to do with why we don't receive more blessings. And so come back next week. Okay, that's going to be the topic next week. I've got a more urgent topic today, though. All right, so we've got you and your family on the list, and we're going to embrace you with all the blessings you can receive.
Thank you. Thank you.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you, Joanna. We have Wendy and Steven. Your line is open. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, thanks. It's Stephen. I wanted to ask for Wendy. She's having trouble with a ligament in her hip, and she used to be a dancer. Like, she's very mobile, and she's really pissed off that she can't, you know, move like the way she used to. She's going to a doctor, and he's giving her an orthopedic person who gives her dextrose injections. It's supposed to cause inflammation and then like sort of force the ligament to heal itself. So we're hoping that will fix it. But, you know, I'd really appreciate some divine assistance.
Yeah. Let's do something less invasive. Let's call God in on this one, okay?
I said
let's call God in on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yeah, I took off the speakerphone because sometimes it messes up the audio. Yeah.
I was blessed when I came up to here. Most of the people on the call know that I was going through horrendous pain for a number of months from a problem that I find that nobody understood. And one of the reasons I came here is because I expected to find some of the best orthopedic surgeons in this part of the country. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I did find who was considered the best, and the greatest blessing of it all is when he looked at my spine, he said, let's don't do anything invasive. Let's go for natural healing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, really? I mean, I was surprised to hear that from a surgeon, you know?
Yeah.
They usually go for something, or at least send me to pain management. He said, no. He said, I want to tell you one thing. What you do to your spine or any joint surgically is irreversible, and you don't want that. He said, you just work with it. And he said, I'm going to put you in physical therapy where they will teach you how to work with the pain so that you don't fight the pain. He said, you know, now, has anybody caught on that this refers exactly back to what I was talking about before, love your enemy? Well, sometimes we can treat pain as an enemy, or mildew as an enemy, or any mosquitoes, or anything else. We don't like. We can fight it. And we tend to approach what we don't like with fighting. And he said, no, I don't want you to fight this. I want to teach you how to live with it. And I said, you mean I'm going to have to deal with this the rest of my life? And he says, the chances are very good that by learning how to live with it, it will go away. Mm. And I thought, oh, this is my doctor. This is who I moved up here to see. Well, the physical therapy actually didn't work. So he took some more tests and gave me the final answer as to what it was. And I don't have to get into all those details here. But when I came home that night, I did a prayer with Yeshua. I said, what do we do about this? I really don't want to have surgery. I don't want to do any. And that's when I was trying to plan the seminar and make it a firm deal. And Yeshua said, you're going to be fine. Plan the seminar. Everybody needs you to be doing the seminar. It needs to be happening. You need to do it. You need to put your life back together. And you're going to be fine. Mm-hmm. I woke up the next morning and I had no pain. Now, I didn't trust it at first because I thought, oh, I'm just euphoric, you know. I haven't stressed myself today. I've really tested myself. So I went through the day, no pain. I thought, well, that's interesting, no pain. So I tried doing stretches, no pain. I tried doing lifts, no pain. I tried doing dances, no pain. Bending, no pain. Kicking, no. I thought, holy cow.
Yeah.
My back healed. It just completely. And so, how did it happen? Well, the way it happened is that your body was created to self-correct always and forever for the whole of your life. But it needs to be triggered by positive signals that tell it to correct. See, I think that's the value of faith, and that's the value of somebody saying, you're fine. You're going to be fine. And when that somebody happens to be Yeshua, then you really are fine. But that's what we offer to people in the blessing, is this, that trigger into your healing. Your body heals itself, but you need that trigger. And that trigger comes from higher ground. It just has to, because almost everything from ground zero on the earth is complicated at best and semi-positive after that, and then not so good after that, and then lots of doubts after that, and like relatives worrying about, oh my gosh, I'm going to be having to take care of this invalid the rest of my life, and then, well, you know where it goes from there.
Yeah.
And then self-deprecation, oh, that's going to help a lot. I have to laugh after saying that. But that's actually what happens to people when they become in an invalid condition. It's a result of invalidation. Their capacity to heal has been invalidated. So let's validate her. She's got what it takes to heal. She just needs the right trigger. And
yes, she does.
Conversations with non-invasive therapists will help because they'll give her the courage to believe in herself. And in the blessings, we will send energy that is capable of triggering those points. And let us do that for her. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Welcome.
God bless you too, Stephen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we've got one more caller, Nancy.
We have Samantha. Welcome.
Hi. Can you hear me?
A little bit.
Well,
you're kind of quiet.
Not,
okay.
Not too well,
let me see if I can put myself
Can you hear me now?
Perfectly.
Perfectly. Oh, hi, Glenda.
Hi.
I'm here with my friend Christopher up in Mendocino, and he has told me so much about you, and I've listened to so many of the recorded blessings, and this is the first time I've been able to be in person, so I'm so excited. Yay.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and I'm so grateful for your books and your calls and all of the supportive resources you've put out into the world. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And thank you, Christopher, for bringing us a new community member.
So I have like four little things I'd love to mention to get some support with. I have a six-year-old boy in Woodacre, California, named Teo, and he right now is struggling with like a sore throat and just, you know, I want to make sure that he's healthy. We're on Thursday, we're flying to the East Coast to spread my grandmother's ashes and then go to a Christian Science family camp for a week in Maine. And I really desire to give him this experience. And to do that, I need to make sure that he's healthy and well and
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
can travel. And I'd love for a healing for my little boy, Teo. My husband, Koa, who also lives in the same town, Koa, he almost died recently of not having any white blood cells. And he recovered, and now his white blood cell count is like 0.5, and it should be more like around 5 at least. Mm-hmm. So I would love a healing for him, for his blood to be restored to normal levels and for him to receive whatever insights or I don't know, just healings emotionally, spiritually, so that he can stay healthy.
Good.
My request for myself is I work as an energy medicine practitioner and psychotherapist, and I'm so interested in letting Yeshua, God, work through me. So I'm really asking for an activation so that I can be like a portal through which like divine intelligence and divine love can work through me. And so I'd love to just do whatever activation or healing allows me to be of the best and highest and most effective service in my work and in my relationships and in my parenting. Thank you.
Yeah. We will send that to you. And someday, when it works for you, I would say you're a great candidate for coming to a blessing training seminar. And
yes,
get there.
I would love to.
Everything you're asking for. So I see that it's complicated for you right now, but someday you need to come.
I will, for sure. And if I could ask for a blessing for my trip with my son, it's going to be 13 days of just me and him on the other side of the country. So we'd love for everything to just go super smoothly.
Okay. I got it.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
It's so nice to meet you, Samantha.
Oh, yay.
Great. And getting to know.
Love you, everybody. It's Christopher.
Hey. Love you, Christopher.
We have
Eva. Glenda?
Yes. Hi. Hi, Eva.
Eva, your line is open.
Hi. That was quick. I just did the star six, and my name was called. Unusual.
Well, you're the last one.
Okay. Well, I still would like some more blessings. I'm doing some better, and I feel like a lot of it is up to me and my thoughts and belief in the blessings and in the recovery. But I just don't have my energy, and sometimes I feel rather useless. And so I would like to have some more blessings to give me the strength, the courage, the will, or whatever I need to get back to doing what the kinds of things I used to do, or maybe even better than what I used to do, but I'm having a hard time getting there. So if I could get that speeded up, it would be very helpful.
Okay. Well, you also must be patient. You must be patient and work through it, because you're only going to be able to acquire so much change at a time. It's kind of like you can't have, you need turkey dinner right now, but you can't have it all at once. Okay.
Okay, yeah, I feel like I need to make so many changes, like my life has
exactly
changed so
right.
much.
That's exactly right. That's what we're going to talk about this week. So be patient with yourself and accept, be grateful for every step forward you have.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes I feel like I'm, you know, on the way, and then other times I feel like, it's just like I can't seem to do this. And I know that can't is not good to even think, but it does come at times.
Of course. Well, just remember, you are the way. You are the way for you. You can't be anywhere else but yourself. You are the way. And so be yourself, whatever it is. Self-endorsing, self-confident, believing, and faithful. And just keep taking, you know, every step you take creates your future.
Yeah.
You're creating the path as you walk. That's another way of saying it.
Okay.
Actually, this is exactly what Yeshua taught the apostles. You create the path as you walk. He sent them out to the world without a GPS, without any maps, without any instructions about where do you go and what do you do. He just said, put your things on your back, your sandals on your feet, and go. Go. Every step you take is the future you're creating. And they did a pretty doggone good job of it. So he taught everybody the miracle that goes along with believing in your every next step. Okay, we've got to move. We've got to move on.
Okay.
Actually, I was thinking for you to be the last one, but we're going to take Francesca. Francesca, can you make this real quick? Because we want to acknowledge your blessing request.
Thank you so much, Glenda. Thanks for taking my call at the last moment. I really appreciate it. What you were talking about just now is what I was thinking about asking for, and a blessing is really, I just feel like I'm still trying to work out things at work, and I just feel if I maybe could hear guidance more clearly, like I'm praying to be guided, just to know what step to take next, what course of action to take, you know, how to positively create my future,
take every step with faith and positive conviction, and then allow every step to create your future.
Okay.
But walking in the dark, you don't want to run. You want to look at your feet where your feet are stepping and take every step with a positive conviction. Get out your flashlight and focus it on your feet where you're stepping. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
A lot of us are in that condition. You are not alone. And it's not your fault. This is just where we are right now. And an interesting thing is it was pretty much where the apostles were 2,000 years ago. Our times right now resemble those times, except they walked on dirty roads or rode on donkeys if they had any transportation at all. We can travel the country in airlines, but even that's kind of risky, so we don't do much of it. But I need to just wish you patience, believe in yourself, and the courage to keep taking every positive step you can forward, and you will get there. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Well, I'm not muted, and I'm here, and I'm looking really, really forward to presenting you with information that I have just been released to present. There are a lot of things I don't say until he lets me say them, or until the world is ready to hear it, or until I know it will have a more positive impact than anything it could ever be of a disturbing nature. We have been through so much stress in the last 3 years, with so many questions and so few answers, so much hurt and so little healing. And there are people who really are demanding answers. And the answers are going to be coming. And there are scientists just about to split at the seams about speaking on something that has been deflected by lies, distraction, and suppression of information, to say the least. Before I get started, though, I do want to tell you this, and I want you just to relax, because what I'm about to talk about has absolutely nothing to do with conspiracy. It's too big for even the largest, meanest conspiratorial group of humans ever to even conceive. It's just too big. They didn't conspire of it. They've observed it and didn't want you to know about it. Okay. That's the only conspiracy, but they didn't create it. Okay. And it may be, if you prepare appropriately and in ways that God has given you to prepare, you may not even be hurt by it. But it's huge. It is big. And it will change everything that you have known in the whole of your life. And it may not happen in a heartbeat, even a year, even 10 years. Let me put it in a bigger perspective. What is about to happen on our earth was prophesied 2,000 years ago. And it was said that it will happen in the twinkling of an eye. In the twinkling of an eye. But let's recall the book of Genesis, where the creation of the universe, which scientists say was about, a number of billions of years ago, was 7 days in the eye of God. So the twinkling of an eye for God could be 1,000 years. It really could be. It could be something that you begin to observe, and then your children, your grandchildren, your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren begin to see the other side of, and in the meantime, we have fully made adaptations to it. Okay, so I want you to lean back. Do not approach what I'm about to tell you with fear. But I will tell you that we're on the verge of it being admitted. Now, this was the information that Yeshua gave me a little over 10 years ago, from which the entire blessing protocol was created. This is indigenous to what the blessing protocol is all about. He taught me about the Earth's magnetic field and how we as dwellers on the planet must be connected with the Earth as well as the heavens. He taught me how the Earth's magnetic field guides all of the animal behavior. He showed me examples from every species of animal life, fish life, bird life, all the history of animals on the planet, how they coordinated with the Earth's magnetic field. Then we talked about botanical life and how it is a direct product of the Earth's magnetic field, which holds in place the stratospheric covering for our planet that protects us from cosmic rays. This magnetic field is not the same thing as the geophysical axis the Earth spins on. Now, this is actually the magnetic field, which is polarized, and sometimes can expand up to as many as 8 poles, and it travels. It's not always exactly in the same place, but it's not very harmonious when it drifts too far away from the axial pole or when there are too many magnetic poles. But either way, whatever it's doing, it creates the stratospheric field, which is the outer envelope, the cocoon, you might say, of our planet. And it protects us from cosmic rays that would literally burn us up. So without that, we could not exist. He described for me another facet of creation, which we're not ready to get into yet, and that is how life actually was created in the stratospheric envelope of the Earth, how it migrated from other advanced planets, implanted into the stratospheric envelope, and then literally rained upon the Earth. We'll get into that another time when we're ready for it, when we're ready for that level of healing. Right now, everybody is feeling a whole lot like Humpty Dumpty. And the reason is, as these magnetic poles shift, they're breaking the eggshell around your body. They're breaking the cocoons we have built around our families. They're fracturing the larger cocoons we have created for centuries around either a nation, a culture, a way of life, or a geographical location that has always worked harmoniously together and leaving us wondering, what just happened? And what do we do about it? Now, I'm going to get in. I want to shift gears just a little bit now as to why this is beginning to be a topic of relevance to the world and a topic that will soon be unsuppressible. The big broadcast for years now, decades now, has been climate change. Climate change, climate change. And it's all been blamed on toxic emissions. Okay, everything from automobiles to hairspray. You heard it all. Factories. We need filters. We need clean energy. We need this. Let me remind you, first of all, before we take the next step, that our beautiful, beautiful Earth has survived all kinds of toxic emissions from back in the days of the volcanic eruptions, which happened almost every day somewhere on the planet, and our planet was literally covered right below the cosmic field with layers and layers of soot that even blocked the sunlight. And lots of species died because they couldn't survive it. A lot of that soot fell upon the earth and became actually enrichments in the soil that we derive benefits from now, but it killed off a lot of life. But the earth healed from it very quickly. Okay, how do we know all this? We know this from the ocean floor. Now, with the capabilities of deep sea equipment that can go down and drill holes in the earth and pull up shafts of soil and earth, maybe a shaft a mile deep, they're looking at layers and layers of what happened on the earth that filtered into the ocean. And this is unbiased, unprejudiced, unaltered, and unmanipulated evidence that our earth heals very quickly from those kinds of things, those anything that has to do with the corruption of the atmosphere, the laying of lava on the land. We have a living planet. She is so alive. The whole enormous internal core of our beautiful Earth carries the same radiant energy field as our sun. She's that bright. And she has the ability to heal virtually overnight by cosmic stretches of time, which could be a few hundred years or a few thousand years, but she heals. She doesn't just go under. And our planet is far from dead. Okay? So I want you to stop worrying about that. There's really several reasons that climate change is the big topic. One is because it can be used to infer manipulation and transfer it to other people. Transfer it away from the government, away from those you might bend down to do something about it. And secondly, because you can't do anything about it. Now, look at this very simple piece of evidence right here. Why in the world would our government and all the other governments of the world not do something to correct all of these emissions in the atmosphere if they knew it would fix the problem? Why they're not spending, of course they would spend billions and billions if they knew it would do any good. It's not going to do any good because it's not the problem. And they know it. It's not the problem. The problem is we are in the early stages of a magnetic pole shift. Now, don't get scared. Don't get scared. Right, just take a deep breath. You're going to get through it, but we're going to see a lot of changes, and it's going to disrupt a lot of people's sense of mental security because they're going to say, what's wrong with me? I used to think so straight about this. I can't even remember what I did 3 weeks ago. I can't put two and two together. Okay, stay calm. See, the important thing is to get a right diagnosis on any illness. And this is all over the internet now by NASA. It's by reputable scientific studies. And I'm talking about no hype, no delusion. Okay, because we're tired of looking at the wrong thing and people using the wrong thing to manipulate our emotions and our fears and our false state of confidence or being. There's nothing here we can't deal with. But you have to know what you're dealing with in order to do it correctly. It's going to involve a lot of adjustments in the environment. Those things will come and they'll be presented to you by qualified people once we're all on the same page. But now, this gets back to the blessing protocol and why Yeshua has been teaching me for 10 years. And I couldn't say a doggone thing. I wasn't allowed to. Now I am. It all starts with your core. You've got to align your core with the planet, with your fellow human beings, with the energy of life around you, and the universe. You've got to realign your core to find your inner gyroscope. That self-correcting center, which in you is a source of peace. It's a source of direction and redirection and guidance and development. It is where you reside in love. It's where you reside in the knowledge that your life is correctly and perfectly created. Even though you may not know the next step to take, you take that next step in faith and confidence, and that becomes your future. When you're in this place, this center of your being, everything about you starts to come back together. The only place from which Humpty Dumpty could be pulled back together is from the inner core of your being. There are no glues in the world that can put the pieces back together externally. There are no glues. There is no divine super glue that can be done from the outside. It's all done from the inside. It all goes back to the promise of God in the beginning. I created you in my image, and I breathe into you my spirit. God is at the core and the center of all things, and never moves out of the center of all things, which is why his spirit needed to be released, so the spirit can be in all things and be with you and travel with you and counsel you, work with you, guide you, heal you, love you, strengthen you. And his presence in human form anchors his love for you. Yeshua is here to anchor in his love for you. The Trinity comes together actually inside your being. It's not somewhere out there. It's not somewhere out there, my friends. And everything you do to bring this center back together, unified, to pull into you and around you the wholeness that you are, will become holy again. And you will become a living presence on this earth. A living presence that will create the new earth. And God will give you plenty of time for this to happen. Okay, getting back to what this isn't, it couldn't possibly be conspiracy. There is conspiracy, but the conspiracy is to distract you from something they can't control. Okay, the one thing people in political power, economic power, and other forms of world power want is control, as they don't want that control shattered. What is happening and is going to happen more is going to actually take down the control structures. This is what Yeshua forecast when he said the fall of structure. He was not talking about the breaking down of plant life structure, animal life structure, the structure of your home and your body. He was not talking about that. He was talking about the political, governmental, economic structures that have been built to control your life. And the one thing they don't want is to lose control. What we're talking about is a subject too big for them to control. They couldn't possibly control the universe. They couldn't possibly control the magnetic field. Now, why is this beginning to be enough of a threat that it's about to blow their cover? All right, I'll say it very simply this. You can look this up in anything as simple as Wikipedia. The magnetic field controls weather. Weather is the magnetic field. Okay? We could have all kinds of pollution in the field, and it wouldn't change a doggone thing. Well, it might make winters a little colder, might make summers a little hotter, but it's not going to cause the wackiness we have right now. Not that where things just don't make sense. Okay. We're also noticing animals migrating to strange places. Actually, when they find themselves in a wrong place, they simply drop dead. And all kinds of wrong reasons have been given for why dead fish float up on the shores. It's not because of plastic in the ocean. That is a bad, I mean, let's face it, that's not a good thing, but that's not what killed the fish. The fish migrated to a wrong place, and they were so completely disoriented, they died. The animals of the earth cannot migrate, live, breed, or flourish in any way without guidance of the magnetic field. They are as tied to the magnetic field as the winds. The winds are entirely magnetic. The heat is entirely magnetic. The cold is entirely magnetic. All of the storms are entirely magnetic. Like I said, you could look up something as elementary as Wikipedia, and it will explain this to you. I don't have time to bring you up to level one on the correlation between magnetism and the weather. It just simply is the weather, and the weather is it. So let's blame everything else, because we've got to take everybody's attention off the fact that what's happening is too big for Microsoft to control. Okay? It's too big for Capitol Hill to control. It's too big for China to control. Oh, and let's throw in some diseases they'll think is doing it all. That'll really keep them busy, very distracted for a long time. You know, and actually there is demonic logic to that as well. Because the fact is, when the magnetic field is behaving in ways you're not acclimated to, your immune system is going to be lowered. You're going to be more susceptible to things, elements that may have been here on the earth for a million years, but you weren't susceptible to them because the cocoon around you was unpenetrated. Now that doesn't mean we don't take care of each other. Of course we take care of each other. We look for any and all medical remedies that could help, that could get us there. But there's never ever been a medical remedy in the history of medicine that wasn't first assigned to a correct cause. We've got to have correct causes come in, and then we'll start solving the problems. This is nothing that we cannot solve. We have within ourselves the power to solve all of these things. But we've got to know what they are first. We've got to have a correct assessment. We've got to be patient with ourselves to become correctly oriented, correctly adapted, and also correctly loving of one another. In the meantime, what can you do that will help? I would say the first thing you do is the two commandments that you are left us with. Love God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. Find the presence of God within. And it won't be out in the extremities. It will be in the part that pulls you together. Okay? And love your neighbor as yourself. I would say get to know your neighbors. Okay? If your neighbors are not people you want to get to know, then move to a different neighborhood. Because you need to be surrounded by people. We're going to be put to helping one another. And out of that will come the kind of community we've always wanted. But we may have to make some adjustments in the process. Okay? You're not going to wake up one morning and all the trees are dead, and, you know, you don't know where to go. There's nothing of that I'm presenting to you. But you are going to need a different orientation to life. And when the structures that have been controlling us fall from power, the first thing they're going to do, I can promise you this, they're going to run and hide. That's what the Roman generals did when they couldn't control the masses anymore. Okay? They're going to run and hide. So you don't have to worry about them anymore. You got to take charge of your life and help others take charge of their life. Okay. Now, that's why I was not inclined believe me, after all I've been through for 3 years, I was not inclined to do a live blessing seminar this year. Because partly I know how people feel about traveling right now. I know how badly we have all been hit by the recession. And yes, we are in a recession. And don't listen to the lies about that. We are. But there's still abundance to be found. There's still affluence. And the greatest affluence is with each other, how we help each other, what we do for one another. But Yeshua came to me in the spring and he said, I want the seminar. We need the seminar. It's time. We haven't done this now in 3 years. Let's get started. Let's plan for it. And that was when I was in wrenching, screaming pain. And I said, how am I going to do it? He said, don't worry about it. You'll be fine. Okay. I'm trusting I'll be fine. Now, we had a deadline for reserving our rooms for this past Friday, August the 5th, and you might have received some of my my newsletters to let you know, okay? And then we had a headcount deadline for the 15th, and I talked to the hotel on Friday, and I explained to them the real necessity of this seminar, and they said, you know, we want to help you on that. We're going to extend the deadline as long as we possibly can. So we definitely have it open till Friday of next week. And we've got the deadline for headcount till the 20th. That's kind of a necessity because I've got to tell the caterers what kind of food you want. So I'm going to be sending out an updated welcome letter to all of our enrolled students asking for your menu preferences because, you know, caterers just have to have that. They've got to know. We've got vegetarian, we've got gluten-free, and then I think we've got two different types of meat. So the food there is excellent. It's superb. So this is not your typical banquet food. You're going to love it. And we're going to all be eating together in the banquet hall. So that's included in your tuition. But, you know, we do have to make plans. But I got it stretched as far as we can stretch. So if that was cutting some of you off, please rethink it. And please take to heart what I'm telling you. Because the news is about to change. It's really seriously about to change on everything. Because the truth will win out. And always what I have found in my life is that the truth is too bigger than power sources to control. It throws contrived power sources out of control. One of the things I treasure and respect and love so much about this country, when it's working, when it's on its feet being what it was created to be, is that it comes from the people. And together, spread throughout all of us, we've got a broader access to the truth. And we have no contrived need to control it or manipulate it. We just want to work with what's true. We want to bring the best we can to ourselves, to our children, and to one another. So I think I can't go any longer on this, but I've got the message across. So I hope I get to see you. And in the future, yes, we will make as much of this information as we can broadcast and available because we want you all to have it. There's just something about being together in person, receiving the sanctification of the Holy Spirit, to find this place within yourself where it all comes together. You can't do remotely, and you can't do through GPS. You just can't do it. So the information, yes, will spread. But there's something about telling information prematurely before people are ready that it can actually be misinterpreted. It can be screwed up by people who have malicious interests or deceptive desires, and it's always not a good thing. So we'll get it all to you as fast as we can, and it may, like I said, hopefully it will just be a slow process of assimilation. Like the New Testament says, wait on the Lord. His timing is perfect. And so a blink of an eye for the Creator could be 1,000 years for us. Let's hope. But let's also be prepared, knowing what we're adapting to, knowing what we're going to fix, knowing how we're going to work together and become all that we were created to be. Okay, let's get ready for our blessing. Just relax in your seat and take a deep breath. Get comfortable. Stretch your arms and legs out. And take in your breath. Now, let's begin our four square breathing. For those of you who are new, it's just breathing out to your count of four and letting your breath hover in the atmosphere so that it can be taken in by whatever and whoever needs it. Then you inhale to the count of four and hold it to the count of four until you assimilate the new gift. Then again and again. And keep doing that while I give my prayer to Yeshua. After my prayer to Yeshua, I will ask the blessing givers to join me, and you will begin your prayer. Now, why should you pray? Because you are the receiver, and you want to open up everything about you that needs to be accessible to the blessing, to take it in to the fullest and to use it in the most beneficial way. It's as simple as that. Other than that, don't do anything. Well, I do need to say, if you can, be barefoot and have your feet on the ground so you're drawing up. Our earth is giving off powerful energy. Let me tell you, it really is. And our sun and our solar system and the galaxy is sending you powerful energy. And then all around, it's all about energy. It's coming from divine places, cosmic places, magnetic places that we've been talking about. It's all around you, infilling you. Okay. And why are you sometimes so slow to receive? That's because you've got a lovely little cocoon around yourself that you created for protective purposes and with good reason. So you have to know when to open it up, how to put windows in it, how to knock on the door and let Yeshua in. Let the Holy Spirit in. This is one of the blessings and the beautiful benefits of the four square breath, because you pour energy first into this field around you. You let it nurture everything by resting all around you. And then you inhale, and you bring energy back to nourish you. You give yourself time to receive, and then you exhale again. It's a beautiful practice. I do it several times a day and get wonderful, wonderful levels of energy from it. Okay. Dear Yeshua, Son of God, Lord of life, our teacher, our elder brother, the one who is here to teach us who we really are and help us to become that in every way, we ask that you remove from us all the delusions, illusions, and false perceptions that have controlled us, that we may return to the core of our being, where we are with our Heavenly Father in the spirit of love, the pure and innocent child that has always been, waiting to be born be with us there. We know that of all the ones who would want to join us there, you would be it. We take you in. We extend our hand to reach for you as we pull you in. We rest now in your love. We ask that you bless our earth, that you organize and harmoniously activate in the most creative and loving patterns the magnetic field around us, that our new earth may be born, and that we may find our place in it, where we lift one another, along with the animals and the plants, all of life, into its perfect configuration with the new earth. Let us be assured that we are actually birthing a new earth as we go through these labor pains of deliverance. Let us hold that confidence in our hearts, in our souls, in our minds that often get so disarrayed, but are so lovely once they are conformed to the truth. For those who cannot know and do not know, just give them peace. Give them love. We ask that you give them food and comfort, and most of all, one another, granting the value of one another to be of the highest value, second only to God and the Trinity of our Holy Father, including you, second only to that is the value we have for one another. Let us help one another. Let us lift up one another. Let us see the best in one another, always. We ask all of this in your name, your blessed name, in your divinity, and in your presence within us. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me now in offering the blessing?
Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, it's for you to continue receiving. So start by resting for about at least 7 minutes. And in that rest, don't think. Don't even continue your prayer. Just release all attention. Allow the blessings to just flow through you and fill you. I wish you a blessed week, the best ever. And I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.